This is the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show's All Request Friday Night, podcasting right here at Section 86 and at iTunes.
Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
It's the Hank and Chain Show.
Of It Burns When I Pee, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. This is what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
Picture, if you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features, nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
And have a problem that you could not solve. That's the thing about problems. Just begun.
Play with my balls. Oh, that feels so good. Yeah, just roll them around in a circle. Oh, my God. I love it when you... Uh-oh, slow down. Don't move. I'll go get you a towel.
We'll be right back. Great way to get a Friday night started off. From the 2005 release, Megaforce label, the album's called Pitchfork and Lost Needles. Of course, the band is Clutch, and I played track number one from Pitchfork and Lost Needles. The track is called Wicker. And like I said, man, what a great way to start a Friday night. How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show right here at FlapDaddy.com. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in like I always do. And I certainly appreciate all the support. Right before that, we heard Omar and the Howlers recorded live at Paxson's Pub in Texas from the Crying Shame album, or What a Crying Shame album, released in 1994 on MCA Nashville label. That was The Mavericks. And a fantastic, absolutely fantastic song that The Mavericks do. And it's called Pretend. Started the night off with a featured bootleg of the night. Actually, the solo artist, Joe Walsh. I played a song off his album called The Confessor, released in 1990 on Warner Brothers. And track number one from that also. The song's called Problems, and fantastic stuff from Joe Walsh. Of course, he started off with the band James Gang in 1969. Their first album was called Your Album. And they went on to great fame from then. And they broke up. And Joe's been, like I said, a lot of solo stuff. Played with the Eagles. Of course, everybody knows that for years. Did very well there. And of course, they've reunited a couple times throughout the years, the James Gang. But they got together again in 2005 with the original lineup. And they went on a tour around the Cleveland area. That's where their hometown is. And here later on, I got a nice bootleg set from them. Like I say, the original members of the James Gang. And fantastic set, so look forward to that coming up in a little while. I call this the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show's All Requests Friday Night, and I've been getting a few requests, but I need more. So if you want to send in a request to my, it's the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show at gmail.com, or of course my MySpace, the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show. And of course you can go to section86.com. They have a comment line you can call, and it's a number is area code 206-339-8419. And like I said, if you have any suggestions on featured bootleg artists you'd like to hear, or music that I play around those bootleg sets, more than happy to play them. And if I don't have them, I certainly will locate them and get them on as soon as I can. But like I said, I appreciate everybody who's been tuning in tonight. Don't forget, last week I told you about a podcast called Whiskey and Waterbeds. So check that out. Go to MySpace. And a bunch of great guys over there, Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup, they put on some great shows. I think they got 27 podcasts already of Whiskey and Waterbeds. Joey's got three of his own up that he's been doing called Hayride to Hell, and they're just fantastic. And I know Whiskey Brian has a podcast up too, and geez, I should have wrote it down, but I don't have it on me right now. I haven't listened to Whiskey Brian's solo podcast yet, but I'm going to here this weekend. But anyway, go to Whiskey and Waterbeds at MySpace and check out Hayride to Hell also. And like I say, many thanks to Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup for their support of my Bootlegger Sound Radio Show, and I certainly appreciate that. Well, I'm going to get into some music right now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the All Requests Friday Night right here at the Bootlegger Sound Radio Show at FlapDaddy.com.
If you don't like what you see, here's a few reasons to be. Scream, hell yeah!
Goldies, but Goldie...
Superintendent of schools here.
Groovy.
Groovy. Hey, man, it's about your kid, Malcolm X John Lennon. He dropped in today.
You mean?
Benway, your kid's a drop-in.
It'll kill his mother.
Malcolm X John Lennon? Come on in and dig your mother.
Ah, oh, Mom, I can't now. I gotta go do my homework. I mean, I gotta meet my connection.
You can't fool me. You're in one of those underground study cells, aren't you?
No!
It'll kill your father. Do yourself a favor. Be groovy. Now sit down, turn on, and tune in the TV.
But, Mom, I don't want to watch television.
Oh, you're so weird.
Sorrow, they've lost the man in black, and they won't give George Jones a chance to get his darling back. And I don't need me no Opry, I don't need Music Row, just six strings and some heartache and I'll be good to go. Give me a dark bar and a jukebox over that radio. Yeah, Toby, just don't cut it, give me Haggard, give me Cole. And I'm tired of watching Nashville and it's a washed up fashion show, 'cause you won't find no country on country radio.
Johnson.
They won't play Wayne the Train.
They never play old Hank 3.
And they don't know my name.
And I'm tired of Runaway Cowboy.
And Polish Pop Song.
What happened to our roots, man?
Where did we go wrong? Give me a dock bar and a jukebox over that radio. Yeah, Toby, just don't cut it. Give me Haggard, give me Coe. Cause I'm tired of watching Nashville and it's washed up fashion show. Cause you won't find no country on country radio. Said, give me a dark bar and a jukebox over that radio. Yeah, Toby, just don't cut it. Give me Haggard and give me Coe. I'm tired of watching Nashville and its washed up fashion show. Because you won't find no country on a country radio. I said you won't find no country on country radio. Yeah, I put it. Bartender says, man, it's time to go. Yeah, I ain't got no home, so I guess it's time to roam. Now I'm lonesome, loaded and cold.
Pay-per-view, Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson's concert is on, and TV Guide listed all the songs he's going to sing. He's going to start out with one of my favorites, Too Drunk to Jerk Off. Isn't that a good one? God, I love that song. Then he's going to do a series of love songs, Kiss Me, I'm Coming. Ah, oh, that's a good one. Kiss Me, I'm Coming, Hold Me, I'm Humming. Well, I can't help it. I am a romantic, and I do enjoy the sentimental tunes. Here's a sad song. I should have fucked old what's her name. Remember that? I should have never played the game. I should have fucked old what's her name. Here's one my mother used to sing around the house. Your love ran down my leg and now you're gone. Yeah, that one always got to me. I'm glad you feel the same way. Here's a fine love song. You blew my mind, now blow me.
Staten Island, New York City, from their album Edge of Sunrise. That's Kill Van Kull. Great band right there. A song called Kick 'em and Smile. Great stuff, like I said, from a band from Staten Island, New York. Check them out on their MySpace, Kill Van Kull. Great stuff. J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters right before that. He has a new album coming out. That was from their Helltrain Records release, Dark Bar in a Jukebox. A couple songs I played from there. We played Lonesome, Loaded, and Cold. Of course, that's with the help of the mysterious Dixie Coon. Also, from the damn band, we have Andy Gibson on steel guitar and Donnie Heron. Man, what a absolutely fantastic fiddle player Donnie Heron is. Was with BR549. He's also, I think now he's touring with the Bob Dylan band. And like I said, absolutely fantastic fiddle player. Also a guest on the Dark Barner Jukebox album is the great Kenneth Bryan from the Kenneth Bryan Band. This is fantastic stuff from J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And off the Dark Bar, I played a couple songs, Memories of You, and Lonesome, Loaded, and Cold, like I said. And May 5th of this year, they have a brand new album coming out called Watch America Roll By, and it's on Helltrain Records, but I think Helltrain, I believe JB was telling me that they got taken over by Crumville Records. So anyway, regardless, brand new album from JB Beverly and the Wayward Drifters, and just fantastic stuff, and look forward to that coming out May 5th. And of course, you have Dan Mazur on banjo, dobro, mandolin, and vocals. And, of course, he's a great Banjo Dan. And then you have Johnny Lawless on stand-up bass. And just fantastic band right there. So check them out at their MySpace, J.B. Beverly and the Wayward Drifters. And just fantastic stuff. You won't go wrong there. And from Black Oak, Arkansas's Ain't Life Grand album, I believe, that was recorded or released in 1974, maybe 73. Anyway, they put out, man, back then they were putting out a couple, three albums a year. Crazy stuff. But anyway, we heard a song, fantastic song from Black Oak, Arkansas, called Good Stuff. And I started this off here a while ago with a band called Rebel. And album they put out, I believe they put it out themselves. He sent it to me a while ago. And if you want to find out more from Rebel, go Rebel Up. Go If you want to find out more from the band Rebel, excuse me, go to rebelup.com. But anyway, off the EP that they sent me, I played a couple tracks off that. Track number two was called Remember. And then I played, I believe it's track eight on that that they sent me. It's anyway, great song called Rowdy and Mean. Fantastic stuff from the band Rebel. And like I said, I appreciate everybody who's taking time to download my Bootleg Asylum radio show at iTunes or section86.com. And everybody who takes time to log on every Friday night, hang out in a chat room, and listen to the music. The chat room at flapdaddy.com has been down all night long. I'm not sure why. It's just a fucked up place over there sometimes. And I believe it's just running on battery power. But regardless, I appreciate Cowboy over there for keeping the lights on like he does. It's a pretty quiet site over there, man. So if you guys get a chance to log on to flapdaddy.com, it, like I said, it's a free site. Pretty much basically like MySpace, only it has a added benefit on there that you can put out your own show if you want, and they'll help you. They got an encoder, broadcaster, and they help set you up. And if you got a show you want to put out, they'll help you do that. But right now, Flap Daddy's down. So anyway, I'm going to go on with the show. Earlier in the night, I started tonight off with a song from Joe Walsh off his Confessor album. Joe Walsh's original band was called the James Gang, featuring Joe Walsh. And they had broken up, of course, years ago. And Joe's done several solo albums, of course, played with the Eagles for a long time. And here earlier in, I think, 2001, they got together the first time. And they've been together countless times since then. This was recorded at the Beachland Ballroom in their hometown of Cleveland, Ohio, on June of 2005. And it's just a fantastic-sounding recording of the great band, a classic rock band, the James Gang. So I'm going to get into that right now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the All Across Friday Night at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com.
We are the James Gang from Cleveland, Ohio. And we sincerely had not planned on living this long.
And here we are.
But you're stuck with us. We'll be right back.
called that Funk 49. I don't know why. I guess it was after Funk 48. We got a lot of songs. We don't know why we called them that.
I'll just give you a, I'll give you a hint on this song. This song, the last verse on the record, we had a girl sing the third verse. Her name was Mary, and she was from Kent, Ohio. And so in the context of the girl singing the last verse, she sang, "Midnight man, be careful. Midnight man, be mine." I'm not going to sing that. I'm going to sing, "Midnight man, you're blind." I hope I don't offend anybody, but I'm not a girl.
Thank you.
Play it again. We don't have memory retention that lasts that long. We're old.
As proof of that, we forgot to play this song last night at this point in the set.
Yeah.
But we remembered a little later, so we came back and got it.
Every time we play a song, it's the first time for us.
It's kind of refreshing.
Going up inside and look around. Yeah, I began
listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Shows, all requests Friday night, right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, everybody. That was a nice train wreck. Two lovely evenings. We're trying to get our chops back up. The only way to do that is play. So thank you for your patience. We'll be around some more. Thanks to our road crew and thanks to everybody here. This is a nice place to play. Carol Peters. Jimmy Fox. And Mark Abson. There you go.
Yeah.
absolutely fantastic stuff right there. That was recorded when they were doing a handful of shows in the Cleveland area in 2005. And that's with the original lineup of the band, the James Gang. They released their first album called Your Album in 1969. This was with the originals. Joe Walsh, of course, on guitar and vocals. Dale Peters on bass. Jim Fox. And no, that's not my brother, Jim Fox. That's another Jim Fox. And he's on drums. And they had Mark Avsek playing keyboards. And like I said, just some absolutely fantastic, classic James Gang right there. And man, they're sounding better than ever. Fantastic stuff right there. And like I said, I appreciate you guys tuning in to the Bootleg Sound Radio Show and checking this out. And I hope you like that bootleg set. What I'm going to do right now is play a band. Actually, they're from Hollywood, California. But the band's called Texas Rifles because that's where they were born and raised. And just a fantastic band, Texas Rifles. And Brian Cheyenne Abel came on my show, I think podcast number 9. And did a nice interview with me about his band and the DVD they were putting out live at the Cat Club. And I appreciate his support of the Bootleg Sound Radio Show. And I'm going to play 4-song block from the Texas Rifles right now. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Sound Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Get high, everybody, get high. 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 Have you heard?
Oh, yeah.
What's the word?
Come on.
It's Thunderbird. Well, all you kids from Texas, you grow so big and tall. All you kids from Texas, you grow so big and tall. All of your lives are rolled in that T-Bird. All get high, way up in the sky. Oh, honey, baby, it's a reed. You really wanna rock with me? Have you heard?
Oh, yeah.
What's the word?
Come on.
It's Thunderbird.
thank God I'm alive.
Just a great band stationed out of California, Hollywood, California. The band's called Texas Rifles. And if you check out iTunes, they put a six-song EP up in 2006. And I played four of them from that right there. And that was a track they have called Humblebee. Just fantastic stuff right there. And cover Mojo Working right before that. And another original. Humblebee was an original Texas Rifle song, as well as Down That Road. And then I started this Texas Rifle set off with a track that I originally heard off the ZZ Top album, Fandango, a long time ago, The Live Side, and a song called Thunderbird. And I wasn't sure who wrote it up until I found out that Brian Shineable, the lead singer and a guitar player for the Texas Rifle, it turns out to be his uncle. Billy Joe Shine and the Nightcaps, they wrote and recorded it, I believe, in 1959. So a little bit of trivia right there. Just like I said, just a great band, the Texas Rifles. So if you like what you heard there, go to iTunes and check out the Texas Rifles. And there, like I said, there's a 6-song EP up there of some fantastic music. Well, I appreciate everybody tuning into my show tonight. And like I said before, the chat room on flatbaity.com is all fucked up. I can't get on it. And disabled the broadcast, and that's about it. So like I say, I appreciate everybody's support through this Flap Daddy trouble I'm having. So I'm going to keep on going with my show right now. I got another set of music right here. There's a band I actually found. There's a show. If you have the Independent Film Channel, there's a show on there that was put out, I think. It started here a couple months ago. But the band ZO2 out of New York City, the Independent Film Channel, they got together and they put out a little, I'm not sure, it's not really a true story, but it's a pretty good show anyway. It's called Z-Rock, and the band's ZO2, and they're an actual band. And they put out some music on their MySpace, and they got an album out. Anyway, I'm going to play a couple songs from that right now. So I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Shows, all requests Friday night, right here at FlapDaddy.com.
But 2, 1, 2.
Shadows through a timeless door. it might never be.
Out of Brooklyn, New York, and they even got their own show on the Independent Film Channel called Z-Rock. Just a great band art right there. The band's called ZO2, and from their album Ain't It Beautiful, we heard three tracks off of that. That last song right there was called She Believes. We heard the title track, Ain't It Beautiful, and I started this ZO2 set off with, man, just a great song, Isolate, and that's the album Ain't It Beautiful is off Riker Hill Records. And like I said, just a great band out of Brooklyn, New York. And like I say, if you're a fan of the Independent Film Channel, you've probably already seen it. They put out a 10-episode, well, it's a kind of a true story, it says. And like I said, just a great band, ZO2 is. On a website, under MySpace, they say they're Led Zeppelin and Aerosmith mixed with Audioslave and the Stone Temple Pilots. And man, if you listen to it, you can hear all that in them. Just a, like I say, a great band. And I wish those guys well, so I'm going to be playing more of the ZO2 in the future, and I hope you like that. Well, that's about my show for tonight. I'm kind of running a little bit long. Had some troubles tonight on the Flap Daddy chat board. Plus, I've had a few technical difficulties with myself. So that's just how it is. It was a less than spectacular show on my part tonight, but I hope you enjoyed some of the tunes, and that's what really matters. And I'm going to end it with one song here. By a band, let's see, the band is, let me see, I got them all picked out. It is the band called 100 Proof Revolution, and I'm going to be playing a song that they have out called Torn, and another great band that you'll find on MySpace. And most of the bands that I've been playing, not all of them, but a lot of the bands, I've just been, you know, finding them on MySpace, and man, they're out there everywhere, and there's a lot of damn good bands. And so if you get a chance to surf around, and if you have any suggestions for the Bootleg Asylum radio show, you can send them, you know, because this is the all requests Friday night at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. That's what I say, but, you know, I've been getting a few requests, but just not a lot of them, so most of them are my own. But if you have a request for a bootleg set that you'd like to hear, or even songs that I play around that, you can give me a comment at my MySpace at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, or you can send them to my Gmail, thebootlegasylumradioshow@gmail.com. You can call section86.com, their comment line. The number over there is 206-339-8419, and either you leave a comment about the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show or leave your suggestions on what music you'd like to hear, and if I don't have it, I certainly will get it, and I'll put it on, and that's what it's all about. Anyway, I appreciate everybody who's been taking time to listen to my show, and sorry about the people who tried to tune in tonight on flapdaddy.com on the chat board. I had some difficulties over there, but get that figured out here pretty soon. And anyway, so don't forget Whiskey and Waterbeds podcast over at MySpace, as well as their Hayride to Hell. Whiskey Brian and Joey Fuckup put on great shows over there, so it's worth your time to go to MySpace, Whiskey and Waterbeds, and check out what they got to offer over there. Great bunch of guys, and appreciate all their support. And anyway, I guess I'll talk to you guys next week. This has been the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at flapdaddy.com. Take care, everybody.